Hi, this is Jacob. Let's go down Gilead Lane.
We're going to have the best project in the class. With all our sound effects and everything.
The sounds of the great Putu. Brah, brah.
I should have known better than to do a project with you. You always mess up.
I knew doing homework was a bad idea.
Hi, Mary.
Oh, hi, honey. Oh, you're home early.
Yep. Thank you. I wrapped things up at the office so I could get home and told Justin I'd drop him off at the paper tonight.
Oh, it's almost like he has a real job.
Oh, don't worry. He's not moving out of the house yet.
No.
Has the mail guy come today?
Well, hello to you too, Mikey.
Oh, hi, Dad. So has he been here?
No, I don't think so, sweetie, but I'll let you know the minute he gets here, okay?
Okay.
See, refresh my memory. Why are you getting something in the mail?
It's the Call of the Wild CD.
Uh-huh. The what?
It's for science. Maya and I are doing a project on birds, and I told her I'd get a CD for it.
Oh, right. Isn't that report coming up this week?
Yeah, that's why it needs to be here today. I ordered it a long time ago.
Oh, that's right. You did.
See what I get for ordering something ahead of time.
All right.
Hey, Dad, are you ready to go? I want to get there early.
Well, first impressions are important.
Justin, did you pack your snack?
Yeah.
Well, call me if you need anything.
Oh, you'll be fine, Mom.
All set?
Yep.
All right, let's go. Hey, good news, Mikey. I think your CD's here.
All right. Now I can learn what the whoopy-footed Watoosie sounds like.
The what?
Trust me, it's very scientific. I can't wait to hear.
Wow, I've never seen him so excited about homework before.
I just hope it lasts. I'll sign for that, sir.
The sounds of the great Putu.
That is not a bird. Are you playing the right CD, Mike?
Yeah.
The Laughing Kookaburra.
This is so funny.
We have to keep that one. Look, here's a picture of it.
Weird.
Well, it sounds like the two of you are having fun.
Yeah, thanks for letting us use your CD player, Grace.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so glad you could come over. The house was just too quiet today.
I wish my sister felt that way. We were listening to the CD at my house, and she told us to leave because she couldn't think with all the racket going on. She's so rude.
That's for sure.
I mean, I live there, too. Tiffany just makes me so mad. I can't stand it.
Well, I'm glad you came over here instead of having a big fight with her.
Yeah, me too. I'm trying to not let her bother me so much.
That's a very mature idea.
Whoa, Maya, we gotta go. Your dad's gonna be at my house to pick you up.
He doesn't like it when I'm late. We better go.
See you, Grace.
Goodbye, you two. Oh, let me know how the project turns out.
Sure thing.
I sure do love having them here. Oh, it's quiet again. Let's see what's on the radio.
The sounds of the piping plover.
What? Oh, they must have left their CD. Maybe I can still get them. Oh, I better give them a call instead.
First off, I want to say congratulations to you two. There were several great candidates for the internships, and it's a credit to you that you got them.
Thanks.
Really, it was nothing.
Well, why don't we get started? This is where you'll be sitting.
Oh, we got our own desks?
They're awfully close together, aren't they?
I think you'll manage. Besides, teamwork is very important in the newspaper industry.
Right.
And the break table is over in the back. So, that's the tour for now. Maybe I'll take you guys to see how the printing presses work sometime.
Great!
In the meantime, I want you to get started on your project. So, we need to come up with some kind of article series that you can work on.
Oh, are we going to get to write it?
Not necessarily, because you guys will be in charge of making sure the articles are in on time and edited, that sort of thing.
But I could write it, right?
Yes, you could, if that's what we all decide.
Well, it might be interesting to have, like, an advice column or something. I know that Grace
Andrews... An advice column would be a great idea. I could write to young girls about how to enter and prepare for the Junior Miss Contest.
That's not really what I meant.
You know, Justin, I think you might really have something there.
Really?
Or I could do an article about ballet. You know, my teachers say I have more talent than they've seen in years.
A column written by someone your age would have appeal to a younger audience, but maybe something that is geared for a wider audience?
I see what you mean.
You guys are on the right track. Just keep brainstorming for ideas. Remember, the only bad idea is the one you don't say. I have to get to a meeting right now, but let me know what you come up with.
This is going to be great. I have so many ideas.
Wonderful.
Haley, do you know where my bird CD is? I can't find it anywhere.
I haven't seen it. Did you try looking in the CD player?
That was the first place I looked.
Well, I'm sure it's around here somewhere. Where did you see it last?
If I remember that, I'd just go get it.
Right. Well, maybe Maya has it.
Yeah, she's probably at school already. I'm gonna go. I'll see you later.
Hope you find it.
Haley, you still eating breakfast?
I just finished. Huh. Hey, Mom, have you seen Mike's bird CD around anywhere?
Well, I know he took it over to Grace's yesterday. I haven't heard any strange noises since then.
So he probably left it over there.
That would be Mikey. Oh, nobody checked the answering machine yesterday, did they?
Hi, it's Grace. I just wanted to leave this message for Michael. I have your bird CD here at the house, so come and get it when you can. I'll talk to you later.
Uh-oh.
Well, now we know where it is.
I'll let Mikey know at school. I promise I won't forget.
All right. You better hurry up then. He got a good lead on you.
I will.
I sure hope their presentation wasn't today.
I hope Mrs. Collins calls us first. We're going to have the best project in the class with all our sound effects and everything.
Yeah, great. Maya, about that CD?
Yeah, it's so great. You really came through for us.
Well, it's not that great, is it?
Are you kidding? It makes the whole presentation.
Okay, class, I am looking forward to all of your wonderful presentations, so if we can please quiet down, we'll get started.
Oh, no.
So do we have any volunteers?
Michael and I want to go first, if that's okay.
Maya?
Well, you're up then.
There are many varieties of birds in the world. Some make little nests in trees with twigs. Others make their nests in the sand on the beach. All birds have a common name and a scientific name. There are many reasons why a bird has a certain name, like the chickadee. He makes a sound like this. Mike, the CD?
Right, the CD. Chickadee-dee-dee-dee.
Yeah. Mike, what are you doing?
Just play the CD. That's what I wanted to tell you. I don't have it.
What?
Maya? Michael?
Just keep going. I'll make something up.
Some bird songs almost sound like humans, like the laughing kookaburra.
Hee-hee-hee-hee-hee.
This is awful.
Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree. Come on, everybody.
Michael, stop it. Everyone's laughing at us.
They love it. This has to be the best presentation I've ever done.
Is that all you have for us today, Maya and Michael?
I guess not. There are certain bird songs that don't sound like a song at all, like the Great Pootoo. The Great Pootoo has a type of screeching cry that can scare predators away. On to our next bird.
The sounds of the Great Pootoo. Brah! Brah!
Thank you, Maya and Michael. That really was highly entertaining and educational. Michael, I never knew a bird could sound that way.
Thanks, Mrs. C.
Okay, who's up next?
I can't believe you, Michael.
Maya, I'm sorry. It's just that I couldn't find it.
I'm so glad I found you.
I do go to school here.
Grace called last night and said that your CD was at her house. Too bad her presentation was today.
Well, no one checked the answering machine last night, and we didn't know until this morning that you were missing it.
Mike, why didn't you call me and tell me you didn't have it?
Well, anyway, I better go. Don't want to be late for class.
I should have known better than to do a project with you. You always mess up.
Don't be mad. We were both at Gracie's house. You forgot all about the CD, too.
So now you're blaming me?
No, I'm just saying...
Fine, you can do your projects alone from now on. Thanks for nothing.
Maya! I knew doing homework was a bad idea.
Hey, guys. Anything good on TV?
Not really. You can turn it if you want to.
Mikey, you want to watch some football?
Whatever.
Maybe I'll just turn it off. Hi, Justin, how was your first day at the paper, huh? Did you get to see the printing presses? All the gears and conveyor belts? That's really amazing.
No, Miss Gray said we could see it later.
Oh, well, any good story leads?
Sure, Tiffany has lots of great ideas.
I bet she does.
Anyway, I better get going. I don't want to be late.
Oh, yes, I can give you a ride.
Oh, that's okay. I'll ride my bike.
I have a good time.
Yeah, see you later.
Bye. So, Mikey, did you ever find the bird CD?
No, but the presentation went fine.
That was today?
Yeah, but it was no big deal. I just did the sounds myself.
You did?
I thought it went great. Everyone laughed. It was really funny.
Then why the long face?
Maya got mad at me.
I see.
She yelled at me and walked off. Who knows if she'll talk to me again.
Well, you did put a lot of work into it. Maybe next time you should make sure you have everything.
I know, but still, she sounded like the old Maya.
Well, she's still a new Christian, Mikey. It takes time for people to change, and a lot of help from God.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll get it. Maya,
can I come in?
Sure, but I didn't think you wanted to talk to me anymore.
Maybe I overreacted a little bit. I didn't mean to yell at you.
It's okay. I shouldn't have left the CD at Grace's.
I don't mean to get so mad. I just get angry, and then, I don't know.
Really, it's no big deal.
Oh, hi, Maya. I didn't know you were here.
Just stopping by.
Oh, Justin left, didn't he?
Yeah.
I packed up a snack for him. Oh, well.
Maya and I could take it to him. You rode your bike over here, didn't you?
Yeah. I don't know.
Think of it as an educational experience.
Oh, do you know what that means?
No, but it sounds good.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I guess it would be okay. What do you think, John?
No, just make sure you're back before dark. I don't want you out too late, all right?
Yes. See you later. Let's go, Maya.
Bye, Mr. Morrison. Bye, Mrs. Morrison.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, honey. You guys be careful.
This is really great, you guys. Thanks for bringing it over.
No problem. I know how important eating is.
Really? Maya, Tiffany's around if you want to talk to her.
That's okay. I'm sure she has better things to do.
Yeah, like come up with all kinds of crazy ideas for the newspaper.
What?
Never mind. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi, Justin. What are you doing here, Maya?
I came with Mike. Don't worry. I won't bother you.
Good.
So, what do you guys do here?
It's a newspaper. We write articles.
You know, Tiffany, I was thinking that it might be cool to have another person write the feature column.
Come on, Justin. I thought you were supposed to be really smart. I'm surprised you don't want to be the star writer.
Would you stop being so mean?
All I'm saying is another perspective might be good. Maybe someone who has experience in writing.
I have plenty of experience. Who do you think runs this paper? My mom taught me everything she knows.
I bet she did.
Mom never wrote for a paper. You don't have any...
Look, Maya, you don't know what you're talking about. And Justin, I understand. You're just jealous because I have better ideas than you.
What are you talking about, Tiffany? You don't even know his ideas because you won't stop talking. You're so full of yourself.
You're pushing it, Maya.
I'm sick of you thinking you can get your way all the time. You're a spoiled brat and everyone knows it.
Well, if I'm so horrible, maybe you should just leave.
Fine. You coming, Mike?
Yeah. I'll see you later, Justin.
Bye. So, who wants to get back to work?
Unbelievable.
Maya, wait up. You don't have to walk so fast. We don't even have our bikes.
Sorry.
Are you okay? You were kind of upset back there.
I know. Tiffany just makes me so mad.
I think she does it on purpose. Don't let it get to you.
That's the problem. I get so angry, I can't help it.
Well, you didn't hit her or anything.
Right, but I said some mean things, just like I did to you yesterday.
I'm over it.
I thought being a Christian would help me, but I feel like I say the same dumb things I did before.
I know what you mean. Hey, Hey, why don't we go over to Grace's house? I think it'll make you feel better.
Okay, but first, let's go get our bikes.
Good idea.
Okay, you guys, first of all, we need to pick a writer for the article, and second, a topic. So what do you got?
Well, I still have the Junior Miss thing.
Good. Do we have anything else?
Well, I was thinking that we should have Grace Andrews write a column.
What?
Really? Sounds like that could be interesting.
Well, yeah, she's a published author of kids' books, actually. She told one of her stories at the youth outreach, and everyone loved her.
How would you even know, Justin? You weren't there.
Tiffany.
My brother and sister were there. Grace is really a great storyteller. Plus, she gives advice that kids can relate to.
So she could do an advice column for the kids. I think you're onto something, Justin. Those are very good journalistic instincts.
But Miss Gray, there's no way that Grace should be writing for the paper.
Oh, really?
She's a mental case.
Even if that were true, which it's not. That isn't a very nice way to put it, Miss Richter.
You know what I mean. She's just fooling everyone. Grace puts on this nice act, but I know what she's really like.
No, you don't.
I'm telling you, having Grace write an article would be a big mistake.
What would be a big mistake?
Hi, Monica. I didn't know you were coming in tonight.
I'm not here on official business, only to pick Tiffany up. So what is this we're talking about?
They want to have Grace write an article. But don't worry, I told them it was a crazy idea.
Oh, you did? Well, I'm sure that it's a wonderful idea.
She writes professionally.
Having an article geared for kids would draw an entirely new audience.
Sounds like a very smart move.
But, Mom...
Tiffany, don't you see that Grace is highly qualified? We want the Coleraine Quarterly to be a success, don't we?
Yes.
It's settled, then. Grace will be our new guest writer. Janet, I trust you'll take care of the necessary details.
Of course. And just so you know, using Grace was actually Justin's idea.
I see. Very good thinking on your part, Justin. You have a bright future ahead of you.
Thanks.
Tiffany, it's time for us to go now.
Yes, Mother.
Good to see you, Monica. I guess we're done for the day.
Thanks for listening to my idea, Miss Gray.
It was a good one. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, see ya.
Tiffany, I thought I made it clear that we didn't want to project an anti-Grace image.
But we don't want Grace to be the center of attention.
It has been established that Grace is a normal person. If you keep insisting she's crazy, you look like a fool. Now, I'm already trying to smooth things over with the whole Kopech fiasco, not to mention the outreach.
How?
With Caleb working at the tailor store, we should be back on the right track with this town.
So we got the job?
Your father and I talked to Mr. Taylor about it, and the arrangements have been made.
So this whole Grace thing is no big deal?
Grace Andrews might have a little success for the moment, but believe me, it will all blow over.
So then I yelled at her and just left.
Tiffany deserved it, though.
I don't know if anyone deserves that treatment. We shouldn't let our tempers get the best of us.
I know. I try not to get upset, Grace. I really do.
Well, I know. And I'm proud of you, Maya. Most people don't admit when they've made a mistake.
That's for sure.
Right. But how do I stop it?
Well, you don't have to do it all on your own.
I know. God can help me, right?
Exactly. But you do have to ask him.
I do, but nothing changes. I still have a bad temper.
What happens when you get angry?
I get really mad, and then it feels like I just explode or something.
We get angry because we expect things to go a certain way, and they don't.
Exactly.
And you know what we have to do then?
What?
When we find ourselves getting angry, the first thing we need to do is start praying.
About what?
Well, we have to ask God what he wants us to do about our disappointment. And sometimes the right thing to do is just to accept what has happened and let God handle it his way.
Yeah, but we're dealing with Tiffany here.
Have you ever heard of Joseph in the Bible, Maya?
No.
Man, Joseph had it bad.
What do you mean?
Joseph's brothers treated him terribly.
Worse than you could ever imagine. They sold him into slavery.
But you see, Joseph knew that God had a bigger purpose for everything. It wasn't easy, but with God's help, he was later able to tell his brothers, what you meant for evil, God meant for good.
But how do we know?
We have to be patient and trust on the Lord. You know, other times God lets us get angry so that we will have the motivation to make things better.
Like when Jesus got mad in the temple?
Huh? Fill me in.
Well, once Jesus got angry and drove the money changers out of the tabernacle.
He did? He got angry?
Yes, he did. Sometimes we need wisdom from God to know what things we should accept and what things we need to try to change. Sometimes just walking away is the best way.
Hey, guys. Thought you'd be down here. Oh, hey, Finn.
Hi, Justin. How's your new job?
Oh, pretty good, actually. Maya, I wanted to say thanks.
For what?
Well, you helped me a lot today.
I did?
Yeah. For some reason, until you came, I felt like I couldn't say anything when Tiffany was around. I wanted to tell Miss Gray my ideas, but I just let Tiffany do everything. And then when you came in today...
I blew up at her.
Yeah, but it helped me realize that I couldn't let her walk all over me. I was just as mad as you were, but I held it all in, and it made me feel even angrier.
It did?
Yeah. If I had said how I'd felt from the beginning, everything would have been fine.
Like I said, sometimes we need God's wisdom to know when we need to speak the truth.
But it wasn't a good idea the way I lost it, right?
No, it wasn't. But it is important that we speak the truth in love.
So I should say what I'm feeling, but I should be careful how I say things.
I think you've got it, Maya.
And you just helped me remember that I need to have a voice when it's needed, Maya.
You know, you guys are so smart. Maybe you should write an advice column for the paper, Justin.
My job was to come up with the idea. I'll leave the writing part to the expert.
What expert?
You.
Me?
Yeah, you. I kind of, well, I volunteered you to write an advice column for kids.
Oh, you did you?
Oh, that's so such cool. A great idea, Grace.
Oh, I hope that's okay. Miss Gray will be calling you about it.
You have to, Grace. Come on.
Well, I'm flattered. And I think it's something I would love to do.
Ah, good. I was hoping that Grace would write the article. I think kids can learn a lot from her. Justin and Maya sure did. Can you identify with Justin or Maya? Do you hold anger deep inside like Justin? Or do you explode in anger like Maya? They both found out that neither way is right. Ephesians 4:25-27 says, "So put away all falsehood or lying and tell everybody the truth. And don't sin by letting anger gain control over you. Don't let the sun go down while you are still angry, for anger gives a mighty foothold to the devil." Anger can be a hard thing to control, but the Bible tells us that if we don't control our anger, it will control us and make us do, say, or think wrong or sinful things. This is exactly what the devil wants. But you don't have to let him win. God will help you control your anger if you ask him. Just remember, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. You can also think of this prayer. A guy by the name of Reinhold Niebuhr wrote it back in 1926. But asking God to help you control your anger is still what you need to do today. The prayer goes like this. God, grant me the peace of mind to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. If you'd like a copy of this prayer or more help with controlling anger, we would love to hear from you. Our email address is gilead@cbhministries.org. Or if you'd like to send us a letter, write us at Gilead, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. In Canada, write us at P.O. Box 124, Maple Ridge, B.C., V2X7E9. Either way you contact us, be sure to include the call letters of the station that you listen to. And check us out on the web at gileadlane.org. Today's program, Ruffled Feathers, was a production of CBH Ministries and was written by Leah Gardner and directed by Beth Klima. Our production engineers were Scott Heckman and Steve Odell, with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob, hoping you'll join us again next week, down Gilead Lane.